just imagine the difficulty for law enforcement in enforcing the law if you have open carry, and if you combine open carry with campus carry, open carry on campuses, potentially, it would be very, very difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The potential for accidental shootings, the potential for stolen guns and property, the potential of escalating arguments or what have you becoming deadly encounters. In short, I think it didn't make any common sense to have these bills become law.
This goes hand in hand with mental health issues because it's what we keep hearing people say. It's when we hear about any tragedy, a mass shooting, gun violence, that topic does come up. I wanted to know a little bit about the mental health criminal justice bill that you had worked on, and what exactly will it do?
We need to do more to make sure that those with mental illness are diagnosed and receive the proper treatment. And so the mental health bill that you're referring to, Senate Bill 604, which I sponsored and which the governor signed into law recently, creates a legal framework to allow courts to identify those defendants before them who have mental health issues and ensure that mental health treatment is available. And the idea is to get people with mental illness who aren't violent or dangerous, but who could then just simply fall into the criminal justice system and end up in a prison or in a jail and ultimately become violent or much more, or dangerous, to get the treatment that they need so that they can become productive members of society and avoid being in a prison environment, which would only make their condition worse and the potential for violence and additional criminality greater.
During the national debates when it comes to gun violence and mass shootings, there is always that talk of mental health. But do you think that can help in reducing mass shootings and gun violence? Or do we also have to look at maybe other gun laws?
Clearly, we don't need irresponsible gun laws like the ones that were proposed this year that I didn't hear in my committee and that I effectively, stopped from moving forward and becoming law. So we don't need to do that. That will only make things worse. It won't make it better. In terms of mental health, I think we do need to, in general, do a better job with mental health. My bill sets a framework in the criminal justice system for having mental health courts to deal with people with mental illness. And also, by the way, my bill, Senate Bill 604, also makes this available in dependency hearings, for young people with mental illness so that they can receive treatment. And that wasn't available, and the courts didn't have the authority to do this before Senate Bill 604.
Florida is really one of the worst when it comes to spending on mental health issues. And a lot of that money's been cut over the last 4 or 5 years. Is it more spending? Is it something else? What do we have to do to improve the way we deal with this issue and how we help people in the state?
Well, Miami-Dade County has actually been sort of on the cutting edge of looking into how to deal with mental health issues in our community and in our states. And over the past, there have been many task forces and study groups and so forth that have identified a lot of the things that you need in a continuum of care to make sure that people receive the services when they need them and throughout. Because one of the things is that many, many times, if not more often than not, with mental health issues, it's a non-going, treatment of care. So, I think that there is a lot more awareness. The awareness comes mostly from South Florida, and we're taking that message to Tallahassee.